Authorities are asking for your help locating two missing people. 45-year-old Steve Shago hasn't been seen since leaving his workplace around 4 a.m. Tuesday in the 15,000 block of Lisbon Street Northeast in Paris Township. He was driving a white 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Shago is 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Anyone with information should call the Stark County Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Meanwhile, Sebring police are searching for 14-year-old Aaliyah Melly, last seen Monday around 10 p.m. in the village. She's 5'11", 130 pounds, with blue eyes and red hair, possibly wearing a black quilted jacket. Anyone who sees her should call 911 or Sebring Police at 330-938-6114. A Maslin man is jailed after leading police on a high-speed chase through Maslin and Perry Township. 40-year-old Nelson White, who was wanted on multiple warrants, allegedly fled from officers in a rented SUV, driving through yards before rear-ending a vehicle on Jackson Avenue Northwest Tuesday afternoon. The woman driving the other car was taken to Mercy Hospital with minor injuries. White is charged with failure to comply and obstructing official business. He was booked into the Stark County Jail and is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Maslin Municipal Court. An Akron man has been sentenced for a Jackson Township shooting. 23-year-old Donald Brown pleaded guilty to felonious assault, aggravated assault, and a weapon charge. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced him Thursday to 3 years probation and 200 hours of community service. Brown must also complete substance abuse and mental health assessments and have no contact with 25-year-old Austin Collins of Canton. He was shot December 8th at Diamond Royale on Munson Street Northwest and was treated at Mercy Hospital. Property owners along the city's borders must now annex into Canton to start or transfer water and sewer service. City Council approved the ordinance Monday, saying it ensures township residents share infrastructure costs. The repository reports residents and realtors warn the move could hurt homeowners and create housing market uncertainty. Plain Township Trustee Scott Haas calls it a revenue grab and says he's working with state groups to revise annexation laws. Most roads blocked by a train derailment in Alliance Tuesday morning have now reopened. A Norfolk Southern train car derailed near Keystone and Park Avenue, spilling sodium bicarbonate. No injuries were reported. Alliance and Sebring emergency services kept traffic moving via underpasses and overpasses. Norfolk Southern is investigating the cause. A September 3rd traffic stop on I-80 in Portage County has led to a prison sentence for a Michigan man. Authorities say a canine alerted to drugs inside a vehicle in Freedom Township, and officers discovered 223 grams of methamphetamine. 26-year-old Jalen Davis of Detroit pleaded guilty Monday in Common Pleas Court to a felony drug trafficking charge and was sentenced to 3 to 4.5 years in prison. Judge Becky Doherty also ordered him to pay a $10,000 fine. A Saleenville man pleaded guilty Monday to felonious assault and intimidation in connection with a September 18th incident involving a baseball bat. 31-year-old Jonathan Messenger was arrested after authorities say he hit a woman and threatened to kill her if she called police. A charge of aggravated menacing was dropped as part of the plea deal. Messenger will be sentenced in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court following a pre-sentence investigation. The West Branch Board of Education has approved its revised five-year financial forecast, which shows declining revenue in the years ahead. The district's cash balance is projected to increase slightly to about $6.3 million this year before dropping to around $4.5 million by 2030. The forecast includes more than $1.2 million in projected funding cuts through 2030 following the passage of House Bill 186. State aid accounts for 55% of district revenue, while salaries and benefits make up the majority of expenses. Another stabbing is under investigation at a Youngstown prison. Police say an inmate at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center was found just before 10:30 Tuesday morning with multiple stab wounds to his back. The attack is believed to have occurred about 4 hours earlier. Surveillance video shows three inmates entering the victim's cell. Staff were unable to find the weapon. The inmate was taken to the hospital for treatment. The Youngstown City School District has unveiled its new logo and rebranding ahead of the fall merger of Cheney and East High Schools. The combined school will be called Youngstown Unified, with sports teams named the Defenders. WFMJ-TV reports the new logo features a red and blue Y in the tagline, One Vision, One Youngstown, symbolizing unity and a forward-looking future. Students and staff have also been involved in choosing a mascot depicted by an owl with the city's skyline behind it. Authorities are investigating a fire that destroyed a Majory home Tuesday afternoon. Just before 5, crews from Brookfield, Vienna, and Sharon, Pennsylvania responded to the East 3rd Street home. Facing windy conditions that made fighting the flames difficult, the family escaped and no injuries were reported. An appeal is pending for former Vienna Township Fiscal Officer Linda McCullough. The 56-year-old appeared before judges with the 11th District Court of Appeals Tuesday, challenging her conviction and 8-year prison sentence. Prosecutors in Trumbull County say she misappropriated taxpayer funds using township money to make personal credit card payments. McCullough was also ordered to repay more than $120,000 to the township and $11,000 to the state auditor's office. Her attorney argues the trial court failed to make the required findings to impose consecutive sentences under Ohio law. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.